When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today. When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
This is Michael again. So I'm calling again to add a little bit more regarding the house. But I'm going to share some of my personal experiences when I think I was in high school already, or if not, I was a freshman in college. And I remember getting ready for school. My brother and I went to the same university, and it was about 5:30 in the morning or so. We had to leave really early because of traffic, and it was still dark. At 5:30, it's pretty much nighttime. We were preparing our bags, our stuff for school, and then I was right next to my brother, and then from the upstairs hallway, a voice came. I mean, I heard my name being called out by this voice. The voice sounded exactly like my sister. I had thought it was my sister. She called my name, but when she called my name, I thought it was a little odd, you know, why she would call my name just, you know, that early. And, you know, she didn't sound like she just woke up or anything. She sounded like she was standing there and just said my name, you know. And I looked at my brother and I said, did you hear that? And she said, yeah, I heard that. And we both looked puzzled, and we said, I asked him, what did it sound like? And I, you know, he said it sounded like my dad. To his ears, it sounded like my dad, but to my ears, it sounded like my sister, our sister. So we even went upstairs. You know, my sister was asleep. My dad came down a few minutes later, and I, you know, we asked him, did you hear, or did you call my name? And he said no. And my dad never liked talking about these kind of things at home. He's very superstitious. And he said to just ignore it, don't ever answer it, and stuff like that. So that was one incident. And the other incident was, this was about the same year. And back then, we didn't really have landlines. It's not that too long ago, but it's just that part of the country, or, you know, the country in general, landlines aren't really that, during this time, it wasn't that popular, I guess. So my father had a radio type, I don't know what you call it, but it's basically a big system where it's almost like a two-way radio. So there's one at the house and one at his office. That's just our way of communicating. You know, if I needed to call my dad, I can just, you know, radio him and, you know, just pick up the radio and, you know, call my dad and stuff like that. So those two were connected. There were different channels, but the channels were always locked. That same channel, we've been using it for years. One morning, again, it's around the same time, my brother and I were getting ready for school. And as we were downstairs, that we're next to the radio started like crackling, like someone was trying to speak, communicate. But, you know, sometimes we would hear chatter when, I don't know, you worked in radio, you probably understand what I'm saying, like different frequencies or sometimes somebody jumps in on the channel or whatever. But like I said, this channel has been always locked to that particular channel that's connected to my dad's office. And at this time, my dad's always the first person to walk in his office, you know, so no one's there. And especially around this time, my dad was still getting ready. The radio started making noise as if someone was trying to talk. And then all of a sudden, we hear this woman singing. She was singing in the radio, and we looked at each other. At first, we were just, huh, who could that be? It's a little weird, but we weren't really scared because, it's just radio. And then she started singing, and we listened into it. For some reason, we couldn't decipher what language she was singing, but it was definitely singing. It lasted for maybe at least 30 seconds. Because I remember we were trying to understand what she was saying, but we just couldn't. And then after that, it just stopped, and then all you hear is like static. I said the signal wouldn't go through, and it just stopped. And I just thought I was a little odd, you know. That's never happened before. It's only happened once. Lastly, for today, one of the things that also I thought was really weird back in the house was every night before we go to bed, we always check the doors. Check the door, check the windows, check everything. Actually, this happened like a couple nights. I would check the doors, the windows, and everything to make sure that they're locked and, you know, sealed. And there's this cat that we have at the house. It's a black cat. We've seen this cat ever since, you know. It's just a normal cat. But I just found it really odd, weird, that every night the cat would always end up inside the house for some reason. Actually, not every night. Every morning, because I would wake up around 5 a.m., you know. So before we go to bed, we would let the cat out. So because my mom doesn't like pets inside the house. So the cat was outside, you know, I would put the cat outside and check all the windows, all the doors, everything. There's no way that the cat could get inside the house. But every morning when I get ready to go to school, I go downstairs, I see the cat sleeping inside the house. I don't know how this cat gets in the house, but I tried so hard to look for every opening that I could think of. But maybe that's just another thing that cats do. So anyway, I've got a couple more stories. Again, like I said, this house, we have had a lot of weird experiences in this house, and it just progressively got a little weirder throughout the years, especially before we left. And I'll, you know, share my stories again some other time, and hopefully you guys enjoyed my story. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.